Welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. The following program features the beautiful art songs of the American composer Ernst Bacon. Born in Chicago and largely self-taught, Bacon wrote over 200 art songs, as well as choral, instrumental, and chamber music throughout his long life, from 1898 to 1990, just short of his 92nd birthday. The bit of study that he tried was in his mother's Austria, and that was in the middle of the classical music world's fascination with atonal and serial techniques. Bacon felt no affinity for those systems and worked within traditional tonality, applying his own style to everything he wrote. But enough talk, let's hear some of Ernst Bacon's songs.
Yes.
On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, we've enjoyed three of Ernst Bacon's songs, opening with Is There Such a Thing as Day, to a poem of Emily Dickinson, sung by Janet Brown with Herbert Burtis piano. Then we heard a setting of Walt Whitman, another poet who attracted Bacon's skills as a setter of words. Lingering Last Drops was sung by Thomas Hampson with Kwong Hao Huang piano. And we closed with another Dickinson poem, this one inspiring perhaps Bacon's most famous song, It's All I Have to Bring, with Helen Boatwright and the composer at the piano. Let's now hear four songs that Bacon set to Whitman's words, all sung by Thomas Hampson.
World, take good notice, silver stars fading, Milky Hill ripped, weft of white detaching, coals 48, baleful and burning, scarlet significant, hands of warning. Now and henceforth flaunt from these shores.
Mm-hmm.
current flowing for. The plashing of tears, the measureless waters of human tears. I see, just see skyward. Some parturition, rather, some solemn, immortal birth on the frontiers to eyes impenetrable. Some soul is passing
Thomas Hampson with Kwang Hao Huang performed four songs of the star of this edition of Singing and Other Sins, Ernst Bacon. Those songs were sparked by Walt Whitman poems, but it's really Dickinson who gets Bacon's creative ideas flowing, and we'll hear Dickinson's poems in the following four songs.
I've no one else to tell.
Four singers in four Dickinson poems set by Ernst Bacon. We first heard Janet Brown with Herbert Burtis in My River Runs to Thee. Then it was Velvet People, sung by Amy Burton with John Musto piano. The third song was Savior, performed by Virginia Dupuy with Tara Emerson. And we ended with Joyce Andrews soprano and Beverly Hassel performing And This of All My Hope. Let's take a break from all this lovely vocal music and hear a movement from Bacon's violin sonata.
Thank you.
Ernst Bacon was 85 years old when he wrote the violin sonata, of which we heard the lento section, played by Ronald Copes with pianist Alan Feinberg. Since this is Singing and Other Sins, let's return to Bacon's art songs. I especially like the recording with Helen Boatwright and the composer himself at the piano. These songs are set to Emily Dickinson poems.
Don't tell.
4 of Bacon's Dickinson poems, sung by Helen Boatwright with the composer playing piano. As you've already heard, Ernest Bacon was a fine pianist and composer, but he was also a visual artist, especially inspired by his hikes. On one of these excursions, he became personal friends with Ansel Adams and later wrote a work for clarinet and orchestra in memory of him. We'll sample a portion of this 15-minute work. Thank you. You heard clarinetist Richard Stoltzman with the Warsaw Philharmonic, conducted by Jerry Svoboda, in a portion of Ernst Bacon's Remembering Ansel Adams. There's a work of Bacon that isn't exactly an art song, but a 9-minute scene called Billy and the Darbies, which Herman Melville wrote as a kind of epilogue to the story of Billy Budd. You need to imagine that this is the young Billy who has been hanged, and to emphasize his innocence, you'll hear him refer to some of the same actions taken at Christ's death. By the way, the word Darbies in the title, Billy and the Darbies, refers to the irons which bind him.
Thank you. must up to.
Sentry, are you there? Just ease these darbies at the wrist and roll me over fair. Sleeping, and the
That was Ernst Bacon's Billy and the Darbies with William Parker, accompanied by William Huckabee. And this has been the Singing and Other Sins tribute to Ernst Bacon. I'm your host and producer, Gary Hickling. Aloha.